AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Hard Shoulder, with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Former Prince Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, as he's now known, has been ordered by Democrats to appear before the US Congress over ongoing investigations into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It comes just days after King Charles stripped his brother of his prince title following a renewed scrutiny of his links to Epstein. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Mark Paul, London correspondent for the Irish Times. You're very welcome to the programme. Mark, look, he can't be compelled to come before this congressional committee, but bring us through the detail in the letter that the Democrats wrote, which they say is justification for requesting him to come before them.
Yeah, I mean, they've put in this request, of course, because as you correctly point out, he can't be compelled to go because he's not a US citizen. So it's up to him whether he goes or not. But they've sent this quite punchy 4-page letter, and I think, you know, it opens with the words "Dear Mr. Mountbatten Windsor," which I think probably gave them a thrill in and of itself writing that. And they basically just say in the letter, look, you have valuable information on Jeffrey Epstein. They refer to the posthumous memoir of Virginia Giuffre, who always alleged that she was forced to sleep with Andrew three times. And they refer to her, the recent publication of her posthumous memoir. And I think one of the committee members was then quoted in public after a letter was sent saying that they wanted Mr. Mountbatten Windsor to come over and come clean, was the language that one of the members that I heard use. So look, it's clear that if he went over, he would face deep and possibly hostile questioning. I mean, the letter was sent by the Congress's Oversight Committee. It's quite a powerful committee. And I think there's also a little bit of internal US politics going on there as well. I mean, it's signed by 14 Democrats, and you know, Democrats putting pressure on somebody associated with the British royal family also puts pressure in a way on Donald Trump, who has a very, very close relationship with King Charles and who also has his own difficulties around releasing the Epstein files. So look, there's a lot of different things going on, and I suppose,
and
the
that
question
committee,
for
Mark,
Andrew,
is controlled by Republicans, isn't it? What's their position been?
Yeah, well. Look, Republicans haven't weighed in behind this because obviously they will do. They will take their cue from Donald Trump on something as sensitive as this, and Donald Trump isn't somebody who wants to embarrass King Charles. It's interesting also the position of the UK government in all of this. I mean, Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, was asked about it when he was in Brazil. The letter was sent yesterday, and he was in Brazil yesterday at a climate conference. And he basically suggested that, look, anybody with any particular information should always help out a committee. Steve Reid, who's the housing secretary in the UK, I mean, he was more blunt, where he basically said that Andrew should go over to Washington to do it. But whether or not he does, I think, well, you know, it'll boil down to two things. I guess self-interest, and it's difficult to see what is in it for him. I mean, we saw how he, you know, the last time he went in front of anybody to answer questions about this was that famous Newsnight interview with Emily Maitlis, and that was a disaster for him. And the other thing is that, you know, it could potentially be really, really embarrassing for the Crown and for King Charles. And so he will also take his cues from that. So look, it's not an easy decision for him to make. They've given him 2 weeks to make his decision, so they've requested a response by Thursday of Thursday fortnight or yesterday 2 weeks. So look, we'll see what decision he makes. But it's hard to see how it will be in his interests.
Yeah, seeing as you say, he did so poorly when he was questioned on a previous occasion. I mean, do we expect to hear from him or indeed from Buckingham Palace before then, given the fact that there is this political pressure within the UK, as you say, Keir Starmer, Ed Davey and others saying, yeah, maybe it would be an idea to go over there and assist and help out, given the fact that you did have this close relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and there's still so many questions remaining about who else he knew and who else may be implicated in his crimes?
Buckingham Palace makes statements on Andrew as as few statements as they can get away with, and so I can't see them responding directly to this straight away. Now, one thing that was interesting in the statement that they did make last week, when the king effectively stripped Andrew of his title as prince, was the very final paragraph of that statement made it clear that King Charles and Queen Camilla said that their thoughts were always with the victims, and this was seen really as an admonishment of Andrew, who has never really made any apology or never really showed much concern for the victims of Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not sure if Buckingham Palace would be rushing out with a statement telling him to go. What they're saying behind the scenes is another matter. Andrew himself says very little on this as well. He tends to say anything only through official statements of Buckingham Palace. But he's effectively being sent off into a form of internal exile now, in a sense. I mean, he's been sent to live in Sandringham. He's been effectively turfed out of the Royal Lodge and Windsor Estate. He's going to live in Sandringham after Christmas, because obviously the royal family will have their Christmas walkabout at Sandringham. They don't want him there when that happens. And Sandringham is out in the middle of Norfolk. It's out in the middle of nowhere. It's hundreds and hundreds of acres of an estate where he would be kept well away from everybody. So look, I don't know whether they'll make a big song and dance out of this, but we'll see if he answers the committee within the next 2 weeks.
What alternative mechanisms or jurisdictions do you think, Mark, might be out there that would allow those in authority to try and pursue answers or get justice for the Jeffrey Epstein case, in particular in relation to Andrew Mountbatten Windsor?
Well, there are no particular investigations going on in Britain at the moment. I certainly am not aware of any allegations of any illegal behaviour involving, for example, Andrew in the jurisdiction of Britain, and he's always denied any wrongdoing. Anyway, as to whether or not there were any alleged crimes committed in any other jurisdictions, that'd be a matter for those. In the US, I mean, look, you know, as it pertains specifically to Virginia Giuffre, the alleged victim, I suppose, of Andrew or Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, it's also a political football over there. So there will be these kind of committee investigations. But look, as we've already said, he's not a US citizen. He's a private citizen now of the UK. He's not even a working member of the royal family. So they can't make him do it. The only other thing that where it might be in his interest is that, look, he's never really cleared his name, and he's never been found guilty of anything. He's never been charged with anything, with a crime or anything like that, or even arrested in relation to a crime. And he's always denied wrongdoing. But he's never had his name cleared. His only attempt at that went disastrously along with Newsnight. So the only thing you could say is maybe if he did go over there, and if he did not wilt under hostile questioning, maybe he might be able to, from his point of view, kind of clear up some of the smoke around him.
I wouldn't hold my breath. Mark Paul, London correspondent for the Irish Times, thanks for bringing us that update.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.